Lovey, can you assess Caleb for us last couple weeks and what you hope to get him going on here?
Well, sure. I can. When I talk about Caleb, I'm talking about our football team. Football team hasn't played as well as it needs to the last couple weeks. Caleb has been a part of that. You know, when you're new and you haven't played a lot, you know, there's some bumps that you go through initially. I thought against Oakland, I thought it was a decent start. Last week, I didn't see progress that we made, again, from Caleb or our football team. We had opportunities and didn't take advantage of them, and, you know, lost a tough game at home. But we still have faith in Caleb like we do the rest of our team, and hopefully we'll see improvements this week.
Is there any way to, you know, play back to Caleb his success from the NFC title game last year and build off of that, or is that just so long ago it doesn't matter?
No, I think, and when I say, when I talk about the Oakland game in his first start, I thought, we kind of played off of that game a little bit. You know, whenever you're put into a precious situation like he was put in the championship game, it has to help you just from experience of being in that situation before. So, as I said against Oakland, I thought we did do some good things, even though we like to have some plays back that game too. But this week, for whatever reason, this past week, we did take a step back. But great opportunity coming up this week.
When you look at what Tim Tebow brings to the table for the Broncos, he's kind of an enigma. I mean, people here want the team to make a commitment to him for the long term. They haven't, but he's winning games. As a guy who's been in the league for a long time as a defensive coach, what do you make of him as a player right now, and how do you view him?
Well, first off, people want long-term commitments. There are no long-term commitments, as I see in the NFL. It's week to week with all players, with all coaches, is what you're doing then. And you just have to live in the moment. And in the moment with what Tim Tebow is doing is he's leading his team to victories. When you're starting quarterback and you've led your team, when you're starting quarterback in the NFL and you led your team to 5 wins in a row, you're doing something pretty good. So people, from what I've seen, people tend to keep looking a year down the way, 2 years down the way. You ought to just live in the moment for him. And as far as, you know, us trying to defend him, it's always tough when you play against a quarterback like him, a quarterback, number one, that can throw the ball, and a quarterback who's also mobile enough to be able to get you yards. You know, normally when defensive guys have plans, it's not about defending the quarterback as a guy that can get yardage running. So it's something else that we've had to deal with this week.
You said there's no long-term commitments, but you did try to make a long-term commitment to Matt Forte, and that unfortunately didn't work out. I'm sure you see it differently in that case, and how frustrating has it been?
Oh, when I say long-term commitments, I mean, with Matt Forte and with all of us, we're not concentrating on the future. We're concentrating on what's going on right now. So the long-term commitment to me is what you're focusing on, and we're focusing on just week to week and trying to get better with that. That's what I'm talking about.
But when you look at Tebow and see what he's done the last several weeks, and there have been some improvements in his, you know, pocket passing, downfield throwing, things like that, I mean, do you see the makings of someone who can get it eventually, based on what the film that you're watching?
I see someone that is getting it right now. Again, I don't live too far into the future. What don't you like about what he's done this past week? What I've seen is each week a guy, I see them moving from, you know, maybe away from some of the option things that he was doing earlier. And this past week against Minnesota, I saw an NFL attack, offensive attack, moving the ball up and down the field. That's what I saw.
How hard is it to plan
Tim
for what?
Tebow was leading that. Throwing, I think there were only 15 passes, but they were effective passes when they threw it.
How hard is it to prepare for that, given the fact that they have kind of gone through the spectrum of offensive principles, I guess, you know, from the option to what you were talking about last week?
Well, I think it's harder whenever you have to deal with some of the option stuff. But you have to keep in mind on what they are as a football team. I'm talking an offensive football team, and that's they're number one in the league running the football. And I know we've talked a lot about Tim Tebow, but it's a tailback-oriented offense from what I see. Their offensive line has done a great job. Receivers are blocking and then making, you know, catches when they need to. So, again, we're really concentrating on one guy, but I see, you know, those five wins are kind of based on what they've done as a team. Offensively running the football more than anything. And, of course, the type of defense they're playing.
Well, Coach, can you speak about not having Matt Forte? What does that mean for you guys?
It hurts us. You know, Matt's a great player, one of the best players in the league. So without him, we're not as strong. But, you know, this time of year, a lot of, you know, the Broncos play without a great, you know, Von Miller's a great player without him last week. That's just a part of life. We can't wait, you know, to get Matt back. But in the meantime, we have to move on. Khalil Bell and Marion Barber both stepped up last week, and we'll call on them to do the same this week.
Lovey, do you have any optimism of getting Cutler back?
You don't know me very well, I assume, by that question. I mean, my glass always half full. And, yes, we definitely have optimism on getting him back. You know, when he initially went down, we talked about hopefully having him available for, sometime this year. That hasn't changed. So, yes, we do.
Are you exploring all possibilities at the quarterback position, everything that's out there?
We have our quarterbacks on our roster that we're going with right now.
Lovey, what's your take on Cutler overall as a quarterback and a leader? The city here never really warmed up to him too much.
That's too bad for that city. This one has. He's done a great job for us. The last game he played when he went down against the Chargers was as good a game. You know, I've seen him just improve. You know, almost weekly around here, he was playing just great football. He's having a great year. So I'm really excited about getting him back. But everything you want a special quarterback to do, he can. He's mobile in the pocket. He can avoid, you know, sacks. He can make any throw. He's been one of our captains every game he's been here. So just love what he brings to the table and just love him being on our team, leading our team.